God is good, right, church? And all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. But we want to begin today. The title of my message is The Goodness of God. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord gave me, because God has been good. In the midst of, you know, it came to my revelation this week that in the midst of complaints, you know, and disappointments, it doesn't change who God is. God is still good. We got to see the good in everything that we have, in everything that we see.
Yep.
We got to see the goodness of God in all. Amen. So I want you to turn with that to the book of Psalm. And we're going to begin in Psalm 34, verse 8. Amen. If you're there, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And this is what it says in Psalm 34, 8. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. How many of us are trusting God today?
Amen.
Amen. We trust God. I trust God. So I'm going to taste and see for myself that the Lord is good. I just don't want to hear from somebody else, because we don't need somebody else to take that word and tell us that God is good. No, we should be experiencing the goodness of God every single day in and by ourselves. Amen. We don't need people to tell us how good God is. No, you got to see it for yourself. The Lord is good. He is a refuge in times of trouble. He's been there and he will continue to be there time and time again for you, for me, because he cares for those who trust in him. And if we trust God, we can taste and see that he is good, that he changes not. We might change. And sometimes we do change, but God doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is a loving God. He is for you. He's never against you. So the question that comes to my mind, and that I want you to ask yourself, when you think about God as Father, what comes to your mind? What comes to your mind? When I think about God, I see the goodness. I see his mercy. I see grace. I see compassion. And the list goes on and on and on. There's just not enough words to describe the goodness of God and how I see God as my Heavenly Father. And yes, many people may see God as powerful or even holy, but not everyone believes that God is good. Been there? At one point, I didn't believe that God was good because I didn't have a revelation of the Word of God. But God is good. Because the fundamental truth of the Word of God is that the goodness of God is seen through the Word of God and is seen in our lives every single day.
Amen. Amen.
And yet, as believers, we can go through a situation, we can be walking through something, and yet our eyes and our mouth are tasting the disappointments, right? The unexpected things that we didn't expect. Amen. And we start seeing all the negativity in situation, but yet we forget and we take for granted the goodness that is in those situations.
Yes.
How good God is in the midst of whatever disappointment you're going through, in the midst of negativity, in the midst of being in a toxic world that is filled with chaos and confusion, God is still good.
Amen.
And we got to see the goodness of God in everything. And the goodness of God is one of the most foundational truth of our walk as a Christian, as a believer of God.
Amen.
If we don't believe God is good, we won't trust him.
We're in trouble.
How can you trust a God that you don't trust? You just can't. It's impossible.
That's right.
How can you trust in someone that you don't believe in? You can't.
They don't believe he's good.
Mm-hmm. But if you get a revelation, and through the word of God today, I'm just going to pick some scriptures, and I'm going to point to you that God's goodness is seen in different ways. If you can get that revelation in the middle of it, anything that you go through, whether it's troubles, issues, circumstances, sickness, symptoms, whatever it is, you will see the goodness of God in it. You will always see the goodness of God, because God's goodness is seen in his nature. God's goodness is seen in his restoration. God's goodness is seen in his love. God's goodness is seen in his patience. God's goodness is seen in his provision. God's goodness is seen in our redemption.
Hallelujah.
Which is his redemption. God's goodness is present right now, right here in our lives.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And those are the, and that's what we're going to talk about today. How is God's goodness seen? Well, for one, it's definitely seen in his nature. Let's turn to Exodus. Let's go to chapter 34, 6. Exodus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 34:6. And the Lord passed before him, talking about Moses, before Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. Amen. The Lord, the compassion. Hallelujah. And gracious God. He is slow to anger. He's abounding in love. He is merciful. He is faithful. He is loving. He is good. This is what the verse is saying. And Moses, as we know from scripture, he asked the Lord, I want to see your glory. And although there was some physical manifestation, he saw part of the glory of God. He saw the Lord face to face in through the bush, burning bush. And the way the Lord showed Moses' glory was through proclamation. Mm-hmm. He asked, and God was faithful.
Yes, he was.
Hallelujah. And the greatest way to know the Lord and get a revelation of his glory is through his word.
Amen.
You want to see the glory of God? Go to the word. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is good. He's given us something to live by. It is right here. The Bible is his blueprint.
Yep.
The Bible is his life. It's about his life. And we can learn so much from the life of so many, especially the Lord Jesus. He's the one. He is our role model. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. His total anger, God's anger, has been satisfied, church, through Christ Jesus at the cross.
Amen.
It was
Amen.
Satisfied. When we read up in the Old Testament how angry God was because of disobedience, because the Israelites were so rebellious against him. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, we saw the mercy of God And the mercy of God keeps us from getting the judgment that we truly deserve. And His grace gave us all the goodness of God that we don't deserve.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. And that goes for all of us. We didn't deserve to be redeemed by Him. We didn't deserve to be restored by Him. But because of the love, because God so loved the world, because of His love for us, for the people, He sent His only Son. So yes, that today we can live. Today we can walk. Today we can walk in love just because we love, because He first loved us. That's what Scripture says. It's first in 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. Because He loved, we can love. Because He loved us, we can see the goodness of God in people, in us, in the world. We don't need to focus on all the bad things. We need to focus on the goodness of God, because His goodness is seen in His nature, and His nature is good. God is faithful. God is loving. God is our refuge. God is for us. Amen. And even in Psalm, if we turn there, Psalm 103, 13 and 14, look at what it says. There is so much to learn through the Word. And every time I read the Word, I just get a new revelation of His Word. Psalm 103:13, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are just dust. So in another translation, it says, as a father has compassion on his children, has He been compassionate towards us?
Yes.
Absolutely. So the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. We fear God because we reverence God. We love God. So God doesn't just forgive. He restores. He has restored our identity. Why? Because He loved us. He restored our authority. Why? Because it was broken and taken away at the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Adam gave it away to Satan, to the enemy. But through His Son, Jesus Christ, God restored our identity. He restored our authority. He restored man's dignity.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ. And He brought us back as family. Our relationship that was one broken, severed because of Adam and Eve, now has been fully reconciled through the Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We have been fully reconciled back to God. We are now in relationship with God the Father. Yes. We have intimacy. We can have intimacy with God daily, 24/7. Why?
Yes.
Because God is present in our lives. God is with us. He's never left us. He, whatever He's done, He did it for us. When Amen. He gave it all. He gave His love for us.
Mm-hmm.
He gave His only begotten Son. And the reality is, church, that no matter how far you've gone or I've gone in my life, we can never outrun the reach of the Father's goodness.
Amen.
Because God is good all the time. He changes not.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
God is not just sometimes good. He is good.
He is.
He is. I am. He is love. He is faithful. He is merciful. He is compassionate. He is gracious. He is grace.
Yes, He is.
He is truth. He is just.
Amen.
Amen. His goodness is not based on circumstances or our performance. Praise God. Because it's who He is. He is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just like the sunshine radiates light because of what it is, God radiates goodness because it's His nature. and the goodness of God is seen in his nature. He is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God goodness is seen in his love. Let's go to the book of Romans and chapter 5, verse 8. Hallelujah. We are proclaiming today that God is good. We are declaring to the world that God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
In Romans 5:8, it says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, sinners, Christ died for us. What are we today? We are not sinners. We are saints. We are his adopted sons and daughters. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God put his love on the line for us by offering his son, Jesus Christ, in sacrificial death while we were of no use. Amen. Whatever, of no use to him. But what great love is that? Unconditional love that God has for us. That while we were still in sin, Christ died for us.
Agape love, yeah.
And God's love, once again, is not performance based. You didn't deserve to be redeemed. I didn't deserve to be redeemed, but yet, because of his love, God gave us a brand new life in him. We were born again. Our spirit was born again. Hallelujah. And today we live for him. Amen. Hallelujah. God is not far. Remember that story of the prodigal son? Amen. Where the father had two sons and one of them wanted his inheritance right then and now. And the father gave it to his son, and he wasted it. And then when he came to his senses, he says, what am I doing? I could be living good in my father's house. I could be eating good food. I could be dressed in the best clothes. What am I doing? And just like the father, he saw him from far. He saw his son from far. And he ran to his son, and he embraced him. And that's how God is with us. His love is unconditional. It's sacrificial. It is steadfast. Amen.
Amen.
God is there with open arms. You may fall one, you know, at one point or another, but man, you can get right back up and know that the Father's arms are wide open, waiting for you to run to them. Because he will never let you down.
Amen. Amen.
He will never let you down. His love is unconditional. His Thank arms God. Are always right open for us to run to.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why our walk with God is only through faith in his grace.
Amen.
We can't do this walk without his grace. We need his unmerited grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we fail. We all fall short of the glory of God. We fail God. But yes, God will never fail you. God will never fail me. He is always there. Hallelujah. He is always there. He always has a place for us. God always leaves the door open for us to come in and commune with him. His door's always open. He has an open door policy. No matter what you're going through, you can run to God and talk to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is how good he is.
Amen.
He is good. God's goodness is also seen in his patience. Let's go to 2 Peter 3:9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter 3:9. Look at what it says. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish. And the reality is that the Lord is delaying his second coming. He's delaying it. Why? Because he wants all mankind, he wants to give them the opportunity to repent, because he wants everyone to be saved. Amen? He doesn't Amen. Will for any to perish. He wants all souls saved.
Amen.
This is why he sent his son. Because we were headed to the pit of hell. But God saved us. God saved us from all that chaos, confusion, dark world. He brought us into his marvelous light. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Another important thing about this is God's will doesn't always come to pass. And that may sound to you like heresy.
Mm.
Amen. To the extreme. The sovereignty of God. People always use the sovereignty of God. But this is exactly what this verse is saying. The Lord doesn't control everything. God is so powerful, as we know. But he doesn't choose to use his power in a way that denies our right to choose him.
Hallelujah.
We got to make that decision. We got to make that choice.
Yes.
It is not his will for anyone to perish, but people still do. Why? Because their choice is their choice and not God's.
That's right.
So God does not control everything, because he does not force himself on people.
Amen.
He's given us free will.
Amen.
God gave mankind authority over this earth and over their own lives.
That's right.
You choose. I choose what I do daily. I choose whether I believe God or not. I choose whether to walk by faith or not. I choose.
Yep.
God is not going to do it for you.
Right.
So he doesn't control everything. Yes, he's so powerful, he's mighty and everything else, but he doesn't control everything. You choose. God already sent his son at the cross to pay the price. Full price for us. Now it's up to us. It is Christ, the Spirit of God, that works through us.
Amen.
And we choose.
That's right.
Amen.
See, you have a choice every day, church. You have a choice to walk in the goodness of God or walk in the chaos of the world.
Amen. That's
you choose. Right. You have a choice. You see, God allows what we allow.
Yep.
And ultimately, it comes down to the fact that God doesn't control or allow a lot of things. The Lord has ultimate control and will bring all of his promises to pass, but we can and certainly have messed things up royally, haven't we?
Yes.
Because when we take God out of our lives, we mess things up.
Yeah.
And what God wants us to do, you know, remove ourselves. We need to decrease so that he can increase through us.
Yes.
And we can't blame God on things when we mess up. Because the reality is, most of the time, we exclude God in our decisions.
Yes.
We exclude the revelation and the guidance of the Holy Spirit when we make decisions.
Yep.
So do we mess things up? Yeah,
yep.
Sometimes we certainly do. And we tend to blame God for so many things, but it's not his fault. You decided to do things on your own. You decided not to consult with God. You made the decision. You chose. God gave you a will to choose, but we need to choose rightly. And God's given us the best gift of all, as we're going to see in a few verses. Amen. He gave us the Holy
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
We got everything. We have access to God. He's living in the inside of us.
Yes, he is.
See, the father, right, in the story of the prodigal son, didn't chase the son down.
Yep.
But he waited patiently for the son's return.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. God is slow to anger, and he is patient. And like I said before, yes, God's goodness is seen in his patience. Why? Because he waits patiently for his children. He's waiting for mankind to choose his son, Jesus Christ. He's waiting for us to choose to involve him in our affairs. Because God doesn't force himself on us. He respects our freedom. And his patience, you know what it does? It gives us room to grow, to repent, and to return to him.
Amen.
That's how patient God is. You may have wandered, you may have gone astray, or even one of your children, but God hasn't given up on you, and he will not give up on your children either. He is waiting patiently for them to choose him. He's waiting patiently for us to choose him in everything that we do. Amen?
Amen.
Another point, God's goodness is seen in his provision.
Hallelujah.
God is our source, isn't he? Matthew.
Yes.
Let's go to the book of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew 7:11. Matthew 7:11 says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you then, though you're evil, know how good. And let me tell you, we were once evil, right? And sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I don't know what it is. Sometimes we may say the wrong thing. And we need to run to God and repent. Amen. But
amen.
I said it before. We all fall short, right? Amen. No one's perfect here.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
But it says here in these words, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? What? All we got to do is ask. Hallelujah. Just ask.
Amen.
What is it that you need? Just ask. What is it that you desire? Just ask. And not just ask, see it. Imagine it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And humility is key in receiving the grace and the promotion of God. Just ask. God is the one that exalts. God is the one that promotes. God is the giver of all things. He's the provider of all things. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All of God's gifts are good. All that he created is good. When he created humans, when he created Adam, and he created the world, he sat back and he said, wow, what I created is good. It's real good.
Good.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we are good. His creation is good.
Yes.
He is well pleased. I always say he is well pleased with you. Because you are his creation. God doesn't create junk. He creates good things.
Mm-hmm.
And he created good in you. It
Amen.
Is man that has corrupted and distorted the word of God. It is man.
Yes.
It is religion that has
Amen.
Distorted the word of God.
Yes.
Look what it says in the Gospel of Luke. Let's turn there. Luke 11:13. Let's go there quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It says, if you then being evil, amen, same scripture, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
pretty much same words. The Holy Spirit's a good gift that came from God himself.
Perfect gift.
Amen.
Jesus specified that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, was one of the good things, the good gifts.
Amen.
He would eagerly give his children, and we are his Amen. Children. The Holy Spirit is a gift.
Amen.
It is a gift. Look at this. Acts 2:38. I need to go there because it's part of this scripture verse. Let's go to Acts 2:38. No.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm getting there. The word is rich. The word is rich. It says, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Have we all repented?
Mm-hmm.
And we were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we were, amen, we have the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that you can do to earn the gift. It's freely given to you because you accepted God's Son Jesus Christ into your life.
Yes,
it's a gift.
But
amen.
You have to ask for the gift of the speaking,
yes,
of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is subsequent to being born again, and is subsequent to a born again experience. Just ask. If you don't speak in tongues, church, just ask God to fill your mouth with words, His words. Amen.
Yes.
Just ask. Ask and you will receive.
Hmm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I ask God, God, just continue to increase my tongues. Continue to increase my tongues.
Hmm.
Amen. Because it is the perfect language of God.
Yes.
This is through speaking in tongues, God can reveal some great things to you through the speaking of tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And what is being revealed in scripture is that good parents would never deny their children's needs. Well, our Heavenly Father loves us so much, more than any earthly father has ever loved his children. Amen. That's how much he loved us, more than our own earthly fathers.
Amen.
And as Christians, as believers, as adopted children of God, we need to come to the conclusion and the revelation that Father God loves us unconditionally, and He is committed to us as our Father. And He will never steer us in the wrong direction. He is always providing for us. He is always guiding us. He is always for us.
Yes.
And God doesn't just provide materially, but He provides for us emotionally and spiritually, because we serve a good God. And
yes,
He's given us free gifts. And what better gift than to have the Holy Spirit? That is the best gift of all. To have access to the Spirit of God.
Mm.
Didn't Jesus have access, hallelujah, to the Spirit of God, to the Spirit of His Father? And He did it all in the name of the Lord. And He did whatever the Father told Him to do, He did.
Yes.
And He did it all to glorify God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And what did God turn around and do? God celebrated His Son, Jesus. Celebrated Him at all times. Hallelujah. And God is saying today, I celebrate you, not because of your past, but because you are His child. So God is celebrating you today because of who you are to Him. You are His loving, adopted child.
Amen.
And God
Amen.
Loves you. And He is your provider. He is your source. There's nothing that He will not do for you. Just ask. All we got to do is ask.
Amen.
It's so simple. Just ask. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. His provision, church, includes our redemption, because God is good. Look at what Romans says. Romans 8:32. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 8:32 says, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" My Lord.
Yes.
The forgiveness of our sins was accomplished by God the Father, giving his own son on our behalf in sacrifice for our debt. The debt was paid in full. If God loved us enough to pay the great price, there should be no doubt, church, there should be no doubt that our loving Heavenly Father is more than willing to meet all other needs.
Amen.
Yes.
Our needs are already met through Jesus Christ. And he gave it all freely. He granted us favor. He was gracious to us in kindness. He pardoned us. He rescued us. And it was all done by grace and nothing to do with our performance. And so many people still think that they need to perform, that they need to get it right, that they need to be perfect in his sight in order to receive the goodness of God, in order to receive good things and good gifts from God. But that is a lie from the pit of hell. There's nothing you have to do to earn his love. It is freely given to you.
Amen.
And the greatest proof of God's goodness is the cross.
Yes.
Everything took place at the cross.
At the cross,
right? I surrender my life. Amen. At the cross, the Lord surrendered it all, sacrificed it all for us.
Hallelujah.
Right.
God didn't just say in his word, as we read before, that he is good. He showed it to us. He showed it to us. For God so loved the world that he gave.
Thank you, Jesus.
And even when life hurts, the cross should remind you that God's heart towards you is good. Even through life's hurts. And I there's something that every time something, I go through a disappointment or if I'm hurting for whatever reason, or I may feel rejected or abandoned for whatever reason, I have to remind myself at the cross, God gave it all for me. He turned my sorrow into joy.
Amen.
He turned beauty, my ashes into beauty.
Amen.
Amen. In my weakness, I am strong in him. At the cross, he not only saved me, but he also healed me because that happened over 2,000 years ago. So at the cross, healing was there. It took place. Salvation. It's a whole package. Salvation, healing, the blessings of God that encompasses so many things at the cross. At the cross. The Lord did it all at the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't God good?
Yes,
amen. God is good. Freely giving amen. To us every day. Loving us every day. Is there every day. He is there every day. If you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, he is present right now, right here in your lives. He is present in you. Amen. The last point I want to make, God's goodness is present in our lives. Look at Psalm 23:6. Let's go back to the book of Psalm. Psalm 23:6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Church, amen. Goodness is following us all the days of our life.
Amen.
This doesn't promise that only goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. There are certainly, hallelujah, there are problems in this world. There are problems that we face here and there. We live in a fallen world, don't we? So yes, there's you're always gonna see and witness death and destruction. There's been so many plane crashes in the past few months. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
There's been so much destruction. Also, you got tornadoes, you got hurricanes, you got tsunamis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. You've seen the destruction, but there will also be goodness and mercy. And it's up to us which we focus on. Are we going to focus on the light and the goodness of God? Or are we going to focus on the darkness, on the chaos, on the confusion, on the destruction? Mm-hmm. We got to get our eyes fixed on God.
Amen.
Get our focus on God.
That's right.
Amen. Because God's goodness isn't only in the past or the future. It is here right now. And we got to be walking in the goodness of God today. We got to be tasting and seeing that the Lord God is good in every area of your life.
Yes.
Because God doesn't change. Even in trials, amen, God is still working for our good. God is still working for our good. He turns everything around for our good. What the enemy, what opposition, what adversity, hallelujah, it is meant to do, God is going to turn that around for our good. We just got to know that the goodness of God is seen in everything, in every situation. We got to see the goodness of God.
Amen.
And the goodness of God doesn't always mean comfort, but it always means purpose and love.
Yes.
Because God is love and God is good all the time.
Amen.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
And we may not always understand what God is doing. Amen. But we can trust that whatever's happening is going to be for the good of our lives. God is turning everything around for our good. And we as Christians, as followers and believers of Christ, we got to stand on the word. We got to be still and know that God is good. Amen.
Yes, he is. Yes,
and when you can trust God, when you put your trust on God, then what follows is his goodness. His goodness follows you wherever you go when you put your trust in God.
Yeah.
And when we know that God is good in the midst of our trials, in the midst of problems, in the midst of our circumstances, when you know God is good, you can worship. You can lift up your hands and worship even through a storm.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
You have the revelation that no matter what, you know you're going to get through this. No matter what, you know that God is for you. No matter what, you're going to come out as a winner because in Christ you always win.
Yes.
Because the victory is yours. And if we can only transition into the truth, change your minds and transition into the truth. That God is the perfect father and that his goodness surpasses all human and earthly fathers, all human flaws, then you can surely stand and say, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Amen. This is a revelation from God. This is why we began with taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste it and see it for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And remember, we are not just tolerated. We are celebrated by God the Father. He celebrates us today. And fathers, he is celebrating you today.
Amen.
And all you got to do, fathers, is continue to reflect the character of God the Father to your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, and to everyone that God connects you to. Amen.
Yes.
Because God is good and his nature is seen in his goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His provision is seen in his goodness. His restoration is seen in his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
His unconditional and agape love is seen in his goodness. His patience is seen in his goodness. His provision is seen in his goodness.
Amen.
And his goodness is present in our lives every day. Every day.
Amen.
Every day. Amen. So no church that the God, the loving God is always for you, never against you. See the goodness of God in your lives. Walk in the goodness of God. Know that his goodness is so great and is so good because we serve a good God and a great God.
Yes,
amen.
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 And see that the victories will follow you wherever you go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as freely he has given it to us, he is freely being with us every day. He is with us.
Yes. Amen.
Every day. So church,
amen.
Take this word and just meditate on the goodness of God today. Celebrate God as Father, as Father God. Celebrate him as Father. Celebrate God as Father today. God, thank you, Heavenly Father, that you take care of my needs. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are providing for me everything that I need, that your grace is always sufficient for me. Speak to the Lord. Declare the word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And celebrate the Father, just like we are celebrating today our earthly fathers. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You are blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are blessed and highly favored, church. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us pray for the goodness of God. Hallelujah. That it continues to be seen in our lives, that you would see it, that you would taste and see it, and be grateful for all the good gifts that God has imparted in you. So, Father God, we just thank you, God, for your goodness in every season of our life, God. Thank you, Lord God, that even when we are hurting, Lord God, we can lean on the truth that you are good, that your goodness follow us wherever we go. Whatever we're going through, God, we can depend on your goodness. We can depend on your love, Lord God, because your goodness is always constant. Your love for us is always constant, God. Father God, we thank you that even when we go astray, Father God, there is a home that we can run to, and the home is your arms, Lord God. We can run into your arms every day, and you have an open door policy for us, Lord God, that we can run to you, God. Hallelujah. At whatever time, 24/7, Lord God, we can seek you, and we know we will find you, Lord God, because you are good, Lord God. And thank you, God, that when we are tired, we can rest in your love, Lord. We can rest in your love, Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you, God. And we just give you the glory for being so good to us, Lord God. For being with us every day, Lord God. For never forsaking us, Lord God. But loving us as your adopted sons and daughters, Lord God. And, Father God, I thank you for the men in this platform. For all the Father in this platform. I declare and decree that they are blessed of you, God. That the goodness, your goodness, Lord God, will follow them. Your favor will follow them. Your peace will follow them, Lord God, wherever they go, Lord God. And Father God, that you will use each and every man here, the man of their household, Father God, the man in their family, Lord God, the priests of their homes, that you will use them, Father God. Hallelujah, in such a way that it will bring glory, Father God, to you, Lord God, in their actions and words. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for this day. I thank you for this service, Lord God. And we declare and decree, Lord God, that you are good, and you are good all the time. We give you all the glory, God. We give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor today and every day, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
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 Glory, glory to amen. You.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He is our source. He is our everything. And man of God, we celebrate you today. The church celebrates
amen.
You today. Have a great and blessed Father's Day with your loved ones. Amen.
Amen.
I love you all. I love you all.
Happy Father's Day.